Welcome to the Success Sensei Podcast for anyone interested in success, happiness, and balance. We'll teach you how to be a black belt at life. And now, your host, former professional fighter, multiple world champion, entrepreneur, and investor, Robert Devan.
Bowing in, this is Roundhouse Rob, the Success Sensei, helping you to win at life one kick and punch at a time. And this is the Friday Blitz.
The Success Sensei, Friday Blitz coming at ya.
Episode 76. What's the best use of downtime? So what's downtime? Well, downtime is kind of, well, I suppose it's relaxation time. It's time that you're not productive. So a lot of people have a lot of different opinions about downtime, but a general consensus from people who are very successful is that they don't actually have a lot of downtime. Now, if you imagine somebody who's not very successful in your mind, and they tend to be very time rich, cash poor, and somebody that's very successful, they tend to be very cash rich but time poor. There is a truth to that, especially if you are somebody that's not happy with where you're at and you want more. You want to have more, you want to do more, experience more, enjoy more. Then it is the time to reduce your downtime. Downtime, you know, can turn into analysis paralysis. You can also get far too comfortable with downtime that you lose track of the things that you, basically downtime can make you lazy. Now, on the other side, you know, all work, no play makes Robert a dull boy, makes you a dull boy or a dull girl. So it is important to kind of balance things out and make sure you do have a little bit of downtime. But if you want to maximize, if you are very goal orientated and you're very success orientated and very achievement orientated, and doing things and achieving things makes you happy, you try to tie in your downtime with the subject matter that you're involved with, right? So for example, if you have a little bit of time and you have a little bit of downtime and you're not actually in work or you know, specifically, categorically working, because I mean, we know there's lots of different gray areas as to what constitutes work and what isn't work, especially when you're leading and living your own legacy. But if you have downtime, you know, you might substitute, you know, just browsing the internet needlessly for actually, you know, targeting specific websites to do with the subject matter that you know will bring you on to the next level, you know, that'll help you, give you a little bit more information or prepare for the path that you're currently on or you want to be on. So you can pick up a magazine that's like chewing gum for the mind, or you can pick up a magazine that again is related to, you know, a subject matter that's close to your heart or that you want to learn more about or you want to, you know, get more involved in. So you do have a choice for your downtime. So even in your downtime, even in your relaxation time, you could be using it for research. So make sure it's something enjoyable. Make sure it's something that's recharging your batteries. So make sure if you can use downtime as not really downtime, then it's actually working, relaxing working time in a different environment or a different mindset. You will accelerate your advancement, you will accelerate your success, because you're really using like literally every minute that you can to help further you along. Well, you can certainly have more downtime when you've reached, you know, are plateaued at a position that you're comfortable with, when you basically have the lifestyle that you want to have, then you can afford to have the downtime. Don't have the downtime early in your life and then regret it later on in your life. I mean, work hard, do everything that you can do to learn as much as you can while you're at full health, full mental capacity to make the most of things so that, you know, you have an easier life in the future. Don't make your life easy now so you have a harder life in the future. By all means, make our life a little bit harder now if it means that you're going to have an easier life in the future. So Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying don't have any complete where you literally, you know, aren't productive at all. Of course you're going to need that, but maybe not as much as society would lead us to believe. You know, I don't really like making the podcasts all about me and what I do, because I don't necessarily think that I have the answers and I'm figuring out all of these things that I talk to you about every week. But for me, I am an overachiever. I'm happier when I'm doing stuff. I'm happier, you know, even when I'm working towards any kind of goals, even in my downtime. The only time I really properly have downtime is literally when I'm too tired to be productive in any shape or form. So you're talking 9 o'clock, or sorry, not 9 o'clock. You're talking probably 10 o'clock at night or 11 o'clock at night. As it is, I'm recording this and it's coming up to 9 o'clock. So by the time I have it edited and stuff like that, it'll be closer to 10 o'clock. So then at that stage, 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock, I really am, you know, that going to be able to be that productive in anything. So at that stage, yeah, I probably will watch a bit of television. I might play a computer game or do something that is the downtime that I'm telling you not to hang out too much in. But I certainly wouldn't started in an afternoon. I certainly wouldn't really start watching television or you know, reading chewing gum for the mind, as I said, or flicking through magazines or playing computer games in the afternoon, because then I know I'll get sucked in and I'll end up wasting a day. So I try to keep downtime as literally just pure downtime where it's not possible. Really, I'm too tired to really concentrate on much else. Otherwise, I literally want to get the most out of every minute of every day. Life is for living. I'm happy, as I said, when I'm achieving. I'm sure if you're listening to this podcast and if you're listening to episode 76 and you've only started listening now at episode 76, you'll know this is you might know yet, but if you go back through the other episodes, you're going to know that this is a podcast for people who are interested in pursuing more success in their lives, in doing better, in having more, in learning more, in developing more as a human being. So pure downtime and massive amounts of it are just going to take away from that. So I'm more than likely you're listening to this and you're the same frame of mind as me. But either way, if you are or you aren't, I would absolutely love to hear your feedback. So you can message me anytime. I answer all the messages myself. So feel free to message me on any of the links are always included in all the podcasts. So give me a shout anytime and I hope you're having a good week and I'll talk to you next week. I'm Roundhouse Rob, the Success Sensei. Life is a fight you can enjoy and win. Bowing out.
This has been the Success Sensei, fighting the winning fight. So add us, subscribe, like, and comment. Keep those hands up and keep moving forward.